we have explained, is that Rajarshi, the big kings, just like Manu, the Thakur, coming from the sun form, the Indian cities know that there are two kinds of Kshatriya dynasty. One is coming from the sun, and another is coming from the moon, Chandravamsa and Surya. So here we specially refer to the dynasty coming from Surya, or the sun god. So there is no question of impersonality. Sun god is a person, the president or the predominant deity in the sun planet. And from there, by descendants, Manu and Ikhaku, in this way, Ikhaku dynasty is there already in the Ramayana. Maharaj Ikhaku, the old father of Lord Ramachandra. So the kings were supposed to know the science of God. This is right. Because the king or the monarch is to rule over the country, and the special business of human form is to understand the science of Krishna, or the science of religion, whatever you call it, or the science of human goal of life. That is missing. Nobody knows the science of human goal of life, the science of human birth, or the science of human society. Nobody. They are dealing just like animals, cats and dogs, simply working. Diva chaate haya rajan kutumbo parami nava. Nidrayat yati naptam bhavayina cha vabhayam. Diva chaate haya rajan kutumbo parami nava. This is the materialistic way of life. What is that? Nidra. Out of 24 hours, 20 hours sleeping. That is very successful. I have slept so much. I have got the opportunity of sleeping. Nidra. We have seen in Calcutta that the peons, they took their letters from the office and come out from the office and lie down and deluge at least 4 hours sleep, and then go to another office to deliver the letter. When he comes back, he is inquired, why you took so much time? Oh, this man was not there, that man was not there, I have to wait. All false. But be it false, that I have got salary and the opportunity of sleeping. This is my thing. This is ordinary one thing. So I have got opportunity to sleep something. And our Vaishnava philosophy is Nidrahara Viharakadi Vijito. One who can conquer over sleeping, eating, and making. That is real victory. Nidrahara Viharakati Vijito. Chattanto Dinam Chade Mandi Vijitasana. The spiritual life means to conquer over this, especially sleeping, eating, and meditating. Then you should know that you are advancing. Otherwise, still you are victim of mind. This is the test. you haven't got to inquire from others that whether you are making spiritual progress. If you can test your activities, how much I have conquered over sleeping, eating and making. Param Dishtha Nivartha, he Veniva, Bhakti Parishan Bhava, Virabhi Annat Prashan. Bhakti means advancement in spiritual understanding. Parishan Bhava, realizing, we should pray. And Virabhi Annat Prashan, Virabhi detachment for other things. Other things means Ahara Nidra Bhaya Vaitra, four things. This is Vishaya. Narottam Thakur says, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama he ravasti Vrindavan. You have come to Vrindavan to see that if you have got Vishaya, then you are blind. You cannot see Vrindavan. That is not possible. Vishaya chariya. Vishaya means this ahar nidra bhaya. Eating, sleeping, making, everything. When, therefore, Vrindavan is made for the Paramahamsa, like the Gosai. But we think that coming to Vrindavan, we become Gosai. But those who are thinking like that, simply by coming to Vrindavan, I have become Gosai, and treating like cats and dogs, they are Vrindavan's dogs. These such persons who want to enjoy material facilities in Vrindavan, their next life will be to take God as monkey and the pig and the dog. Then my Vrindavan habitation is false. No, it is not false. After this birth, he will be there. But because he treated himself as cats and dogs, therefore he has to take the part of dogs, pigs, and like that, monkeys, and then next part. So you don't think that the Vrindavan dogs, monkeys, and pigs, they are ordinary living people. They are also Vaishnava. But due to their animal propensity, they have to understand. Material nature is so strong. Baby Jesus. But this one life is that is a for punishment. No. That is the advantage. Therefore, you see there are many devotees in Buddha. They're sticking. So this is one side. So Vishaya Chariya Kabi Shuddha, he must remember his life. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha. We have to cleanse our heart, completely free from desires of Vishaya. That is it. If we actually take advantage of Vrindavan, then we must. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha. Because materialistic life means, that is explained in Bhagavatam, that nidra yati naktam. At night, they will sleep as much as possible. 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours, as much as possible. Of course, there is no 15 hours time. But as much as possible. So, nidra yati naktam, babayana cha bhavaya. Or one who has got facility for sex life, he let. This is nice business. Nidra yati naktam, babayana means sex life. So, and what is this business? Diva charte haya raja. My dear king, and this guy, where is money, where is money, where is money? Go to the, this car, downtown, and speculate, and go to the exchange, money, 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 money. So, diva charte, and as soon as he gets money, what does he do? Kutumbo, prani, nova. Now I will have to purchase this thing for my wife, for my child, for my brother. Spend again, enjoy night, again, daytime, earn money and spend. This is the goal. Nidra yate naktam, భవాని స్వభావం. దేహాపేషు ఆత్మసైన్యేషు అసత్స్వపి ప్రమత్త తస్స నిధనం పశ్చన్నపి బిజినెస్. That business is deho, maintenance of this body, deho, aparta, aparta means chili, deha aparta, and kalatra, kalatra means life, deha aparta, kalatra, adi, adi, beginning from this body, and then children, their wife, other things, friends, relatives, and so many others, deho aparta, kalatra, atma sanyasa. This is a struggle for existence. This material world is struggle for fight against the laws of nature. So we require some soldiers to fight. So materialist person thinks that here are my soul, my good wife, my children, my friends, my nation, my countrymen, my society. They are but the kalatradishu atma sannishu. Considering they are my soldiers. Asatsuopi, although they know that these soldiers will be finished at any moment. Asatsuopi. Pramatta, he has become mad. He's thinking these things will protect. Pramatta, tasya, nidhanam, pasanna vina pasati. One can consider that in my childhood, just like I am an old man, I think sometimes where my father gone, and my mother gone, and my grandmother gone, where my aunts gone, and my sisters gone, brothers gone, 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 gone. Very fast. One's life one can experience that. So many relatives, so many friends, all gone. So, at the present moment, again I am depending on my wife, children, and they will also go. They themselves will be gone. How they can give me protection? People are mad after this materialistic way of life. They do not know the aim of life, the aim of human mission. They do know nothing. They are gone, therefore, mura, ajanata. These things are there. Ajanata. Ajanata means one who does not know. Anattho vasamam sakshad bhakti yoga madhattari lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre sattata. Lokasya ajanata, these rascals, they do not therefore, vidya, vidya means the most learned, with rascals. He is so kind about the human society, that these rascals, they do not know the aim of life. Therefore, sattata samhita, he has made the Vedas, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, the Vedanta philosophy, explanation of Vedanta philosophy, Srimad Bhagavatam, in Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, so many things. So many things. Because these rascals, they do not know what is the aim of life. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam madhukkati. That bhakti yoga. Krishna says, one side, Krishna, is giving us the lessons from the Vedic literature. Anadi Bohirmur Jeev Krishna Puri Dela. Anadi, from time immemorial, they have forgotten Krishna. Adaya Krishna Ved Purana. Therefore, Krishna has given us this literature. Krishna Dev Mayana Vyas. Vyasdev's name is Krishna Dev Mayana Vyas. So, we should take opportunity of this. There must be Usha Sangha to read all these books, to understand all these books. have the correct information from these books can be had by this process, as Krishna is recommending. What is that? Evam paramparaha. These literatures should be understood by the parampara system. Just like Krishna said, I told to your son, the sun god, he told to his favorite son, Manu. Then Manu said to his favorite son, because unless the son or the Visakhu is not very good recipient, then what is the use of talking to them? What is the use of talking? They must be also nice recipient. And that is called parampara system. So, evam parampara prapam, evam rajas. These kings were like same person. They were sufficiently educated in the spiritual science. That was the system. Kings is now, as that nowadays, the royal college, the princes go there for education, but what do they learn? They are dancing and beautification. But formerly, there was royal college also for educating the princes. But who are the teacher? Great saintly person, not ordinary person. Great saintly person they used to teach. And then they describe the spiritual master teaches to his disciple to make him another spiritual master. Similarly, the rajas, the kings were taught by great sages. They were a committee, Brahmins committee. Not that kings were autocrats. No. In the history you don't find. All these kings were guided by a committee of saintly persons, big brahmanas. They were then educated. Then, when they are approved, then the king was enthroned and he used to rule over. Not by the oaths of some asses and cats and dogs. Savi varaha ustakharita. Some stulta purushapas. To take hordes of these ordinary rascals. That means savi varaha ustakharita. The ordinary men, what they are? They are just like dogs, frogs. Bilbara, the stool-eater pigs, Savirbara, Ustra, Kamen, and Thara means ass. These four nice animals have been selected. Modern population means they are all these nice animals. Dogs, pigs, and camel, and Thara. Why they have been selected specially? They have got special qualities. So, Thaw means the flatterer of the master. So, he is very much subordinate to the master. The master he can do his offering and he do everything. And Birbaraha means one who has no distinction of eating anything they can eat. No discrimination. What the human being should eat. Just like nowadays. There is everyone eating meat. So that is not human food. So any human being who has no discrimination, he is compared with a pig. Pig has no discrimination. His food is up to stew. Similarly, I have several times expressed, again we are repeating, camel means he enjoys his own blood. Actually he is eating horse. Horns are not very palatable. But when the camel takes the horn and chews it, there is cut in the tongue and the blood comes out. He tastes his own.